This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest.
This is another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the stories news-wise that have made it this week, or at least to highlight one. You'll have my opinion on some things going on in the world of agriculture. And we're also going to meet a couple of people who are responsible for a new concept in farm housing. I don't know if farm housing is the right way to put it, actually. There's a new concept around, you might look up, called agrohooding, A-G-R-I-H-O-O-D, and the creation of these agrohoods. It's a neighborhood built on agriculture. I've talked to these two fellas, Nathan Aberg and Mike Sands, and I find their concept fascinating. It's a master-planned conservation community built around agriculture. I think you're going to find it very interesting. The ideas that come out of this is, well, the ideas that come out of any of our conversations are what's more important than anything else in our visitations here. Let's get to some of the news, or at least one story this week that has a lot of people in the farming community talking. The story from San Francisco, where jurors sided with a man who says that Roundup, the weed killer, contributed to his terminal cancer diagnosis. Now, this guy's only got a few months to live. His name is Dwayne Johnson, no relation to The Rock, who's Dwayne Johnson. He got $289 million in damages. Now, certainly, this will go through the appeals process. Monsanto will try to tie it up for years, which is just another indication of what they're all about. He was a school district groundskeeper, and the report was that he used Roundup about 20 to 30 times a year, and as he used it, he got the spray on himself. And he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is the toughest. There's Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's. Non-Hodgkin's is always fatal. Johnson sued Monsanto. The jury sided with him, stating that Roundup causes cancer. The jury also said Monsanto failed to warn customers of the potential risk of getting cancer. You may remember a report that came out from the WHO, the World Health Organization, suggesting that the most important ingredient in Roundup, which is glyphosate, could cause cancer in humans. I was in my local tractor supply store yesterday, and they were selling Roundup with less. The promo was you get less glyphosate, however you pronounce it, glyphosate now, and it still does the same thing. That is a promotion and a half, right? Meanwhile, Monsanto sticks to their story that Roundup doesn't cause cancer and that regulatory authorities are telling them that the product is safe. Well, you know, there are 4,000 cases in courts right now. Right this minute, 4,000 cases just like this that are against Monsanto and Roundup and the products like glyphosate that they put in their stuff. You don't see, as I said, Monsanto is going to appeal the decision. Of course they will. And they'll spend millions of dollars trying to do that to keep from paying him on his deathbed the money that he deserves. So as we think about glyphosate, this $289 million damage slapped on Monsanto. There is a federal judge in Brazil this week that halted the use of all products from Monsanto over health concerns. This is this week. Headlines all over the world. In Europe, they don't allow Roundup at all. And yet, the company Bayer, which is from Germany, is the company that whose origins were in making the gas that was used in the killing of all of the Jews in the camps in Germany. Same company, they changed their name. Anyway, Bayer spent $66 billion. As soon as this jury award was announced this past week, their shares went down like a rock. So, you know, you wonder what they're thinking or what they think is the future of Monsanto unless they come up with some new products. You'd think somebody would be doing some research to find, because there are organic ways of getting rid of weeds and that and pests and stuff like that. It just takes a little more money and a little more time. But this, I think you can see the end of glyphosate as the most popular weed killer. It has not been good for the environment. It has been good for farmers. So the question comes from farmers, what do we do if we don't have glyphosate? You know, the crop yields are up, corn, beans, that sort of thing, because of technology, pesticides, herbicides, that sort of thing. And again, not only here, but they've been doing a good job of selling this all around the globe. And because of drought and heat and storms and concern about climate, there is a demand for more of the volume. But there's also at the same time a drive to have organic food. And so as regulators look at this, you got to wonder what the ultimate is going to be. You know, this Bayer doesn't spend $66 billion and just walk away. They got to be working on something else. But there are lots of legal battles here. They've bought into them. But the market value of Bayer went down $11 billion in one day. And that doesn't happen by accident. So anyway, that's the story of the jury award. This fellow, sad life, sad end to his life at the hands of these bastards that make this stuff. I got no use for them. I know a lot of farmers send me notes from time to time. You're welcome to do it. Doug at DougStephan.com and also at DougStephan on Twitter. I don't see, I understand the value in an era when, listen, I was talking to a friend of mine in New York who runs a tractor dealership there, and we were talking about dairy, and he said, it's gone and it's not coming back. And I think that there's truth to that. The government has allowed the Dairy Farmers of America and the Sweezer family and Dean Foods to control the fluid milk supply and screw the dairy farmer. That's all that it is. And you're drinking an inferior product if you're buying that white crap in the store. What you should be doing is buying it processed on a farm from a farmer that you know. That's the best way to find milk and dairy products, not to buy them in the grocery store. But I might as well be talking to the wall, because that's how people buy. You know, most people don't know, nor do they care. They just want what looks like milk to them, and it isn't. It's not milk that you and I grew up on. It's garbage. But yet, it is what it is. And so we continue to be concerned about that sort of thing. All right, so that's the news of the week, in a manner of speaking, the most important one, most significant news story. In a moment, we meet Nathan Aberg and Mike Sands. We'll talk about a new way of developing, if you will, in rural and suburban areas. Meanwhile, I want to remind you about how to get the best night's rest ever. If you're traveling, you're bringing your youngsters to college, let's say, and they're going to have a dorm room. Do you have, or they're living maybe in a house? Do they have a MyPillow? Do they have two MyPillows? Are they going to be able to rest like they do at home? Or do you need to order, buy the MyPillow 4-pack? 50% off right now, you know it. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV. Stock up on these pillows right now.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So, we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 844-91-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
when you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Jake!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, what's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Phishline, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
Farming in the Focus, where you get your food. This is a program for family farmers, for families that own farm businesses, the locavores that use our products, the people who support the family farms. And I can think of no better way as we go into the future, trying to look into a crystal ball, figure out how to find people who are going to use our products, than to sort of wrap our heads around a concept called agrohoods and agrohooding. Joining us now, Nathan Auberg, who's the Director of Conservation and Working Lands at Liberty Prairie Foundation. Mike Sands is the Environmental Team Leader at Prairie Holdings. This is an operation that, in essence, I think you explained this to me, Nathan, is a nonprofit at the moment, right?
That is correct. The Liberty Prairie Foundation is a nonprofit. We were established in 1993 at about the same time that the Prairie Crossing Conservation Community was started up.
So you and your wife are the owners of Bean Hollow Grass-Fed, which is a pasture-based farm raising grass-fed sheep and cattle in Virginia. And Nathan, your background is as a farm person or not? I've forgotten whether you were a farm guy or not when we talked a while back.
I'm going to let Mike jump in because Mike actually is the owner of the Bean Hollow.
Yeah. Oh, Mike is. All right. So I did it backwards. Sorry about that. All right.
No problem.
Yeah. So, Mike, you're the owner. So tell us about your story, and then we'll get the story. I want to have the story from both of you, actually, so that we get a perspective on what you're doing.
Okay. So my background is in agriculture and ecology and kind of food systems. So I did a lot of work in international development, international agriculture, and at one point was a managing director of the Rodale Institute, probably the prominent, preeminent private organic farming research and education institution in Emmaus, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
But I now farm in Virginia. I was for 20 some years the environmental team leader at Prairie Crossing and the founding director of the Liberty Prairie Foundation. And our goal there was to look at a model and basically demonstrate that the market forces that drive suburban sprawl could also be turned around and could be the principal driver to actually protect land and conserve land and family farms.
Yeah, this is a fabulous time. The reason I talk to you is because I'm trying to figure out what to do with my farm, and I'm thinking if I have to develop part of it, I'd like to have it be this in a philosophical sense, but the practical side of it is that a lot of people want to live in this environment. The question is, who are they and how do they pay for it? And then we'll get to that as we continue to pursue agrohoods here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Thank you. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Continue our focus on what maybe is a way for you to process the future of your farm. Nathan Auberg and Mike Sands are here from Prairie Holding, Prairie Foundation, the conceivers of an agrihood that is located in, I remember correctly, you're in Virginia, is that right?
No, my farm is in Virginia now, but the Prairie Crossing Community Project is in in northern Illinois, just north of Chicago.
Okay. When you say my farm, let's separate the voices, because sometimes when there are two people right on the air, that people get confused with who's who. So my farm belongs to Mike Sands.
My farm belongs to Mike Sands.
All right. Okay. So you're sort of the farmer here in the reality, and Nathan is the, would we call him the developer? How would we...
No. So Doug, if you don't mind, because I just created a little context here. So back in the early 90s, there was a development company created called Prairie Holdings.
Yep.
And that was led by George and Vicky Ranney, really visionary, energetic people who wanted to do development in a different way and wanted to preserve the land as part of a larger piece of beautiful land up here in northern Illinois. And so they created this development company, and they were the ones who launched Prairie Crossing as a conservation community. And as part of that development, they put aside 100 acres of farmland. And then, because, you know how homeowners associations are, they have enough trouble sometimes just managing lawn service and keeping people doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
George and Vicky wisely said, you know what, I think we need to create a nonprofit that will own and manage the farm, but still work very closely with the homeowners association and with the community. And that's why the Liberty Prairie Foundation was formed. Mike was the first executive director, and Mike was also the environmental team leader on this team of really smart, diversely talented people in terms of ecologists, landscape architects.
So who put the idea, who put this together, that where the barns are going to be, where the homes are going to be, where the gardens are going to be, where the animals are going to be. How did you come up with a plan for that 100 acres? Because I'm thinking, okay, I got about 100 acres. I really, really am interested in this, but it sounds like a gargantuan task. And most people say, oh, it's just easier, give the land to the developer and let him do what he wants to it. And if you don't have a conscience, I suppose maybe that's okay. But I don't want my land to go down that road. I'm hoping not to have to develop it at all. But if I do, I want to do this. I just don't want to spend the rest of my life doing it.
Right. Well, what in the case of Prairie Crossing, the entire community is 680 acres. The farm that was preserved and developed as an organic farm is 100 acres. So that sits inside of the 680 acres. We had a team of people working with all of those questions of landscape design, the ecology, the how is the farm designed inside. All of those issues were worked on with a team of people that included a landscape architect, an ecologist, farm person, marketing people, finance people. It's a complex task, as you alluded. It's not something that I think one person can jump in and do unless they're both incredibly patient or have a really unique talent set.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are all kinds of things that are involved here, and it takes dedication, it would seem to me, much as anything else. So the market for this, you studied that. In a moment, we'll talk about it. 28 past the hour.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide, but it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The White House provided pushback after the president revoked security clearance for former CIA Director John Brennan. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reading from the president's statement.
I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency.
She insisted the president was not trying to silence his detractors, saying the decision was to protect national security, not to settle political scores.
Mr. Brennan's lying and recent conduct, characterized by increasingly frenzied commentary, is wholly inconsistent with access to the nation's most closely held secrets.
But Sanders could not answer why Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who's admitted lying to the FBI, still maintains his security clearance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's harvest time in this little town. Time to bring it on in. We pay the loans down, fill our diesel tank up, make another round. There's a big red moon coming up in the sky.
Chuck Steffen here with more on this week's American Family Farmer. Our conversation at the moment with Nathan Auberg and Mike Sands. You can go to their website, libertyprairie.org, and see the ideas that have been developed here. A real estate development that focuses on conservation, on food, all the things that are important to us. So, what I'm thinking as I've talked to developers is the market for this. How did you find a market? What research did you do? Or did you just say, okay, guys, we're going to do this. I know it'll work. So here we go. Do we have the both Nathan and Mike hooked up here with us, Kara?
Mike is here.
Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Yep.
So who takes that, Nathan or Mike? Who feels that question?
Go ahead.
I think we've been going for Mike.
Okay. The question was about market. I'm sorry.
The question is, how did you figure out that this would work? How do you find people that will buy homes, be involved in an association as you suggested? I don't know how many there are. If there's 100 acres of farmland here and 600 acres that surround it, there got to be a lot of people that bought into the concept. Otherwise, you guys would be broke.
right on target there. It is a challenge. We had 400 units to sell, and you know, in a rapidly urbanizing area like the Chicago metro region, we went out and advertised and marketed. We did the market research and focus groups that to us indicated that there was a real possibility that people were looking for alternatives. The marketing community and consultants were very hesitant, but based on our focus groups and stuff, we became convinced that there was, in fact, a market for this, that people were looking for an alternative.
Is there a market for it in circumstances, as you're suggesting, you're in a suburban Chicago market, downstate, very agricultural? Could you do the same thing in suburban New York, Westchester County, or north of there, heading up toward Albany? Could you do it in Dallas? Could you do it in Los Angeles? Can you do it in Boston? Would you say the answer is universal?
The answer is yes. The size of the market and the design of the product may have to be adapted to the specific environment, but there's no question in my mind that people are looking for alternatives in their lifestyles, and that a community like Prairie Crossing could succeed in many, many different locations.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the key? Is it getting the people who buy in? Are they all the same age group, more or less? And do they do the work? Or is there a real farm and a real farmer, and these people just take advantage of that situation, kind of like living on a golf course?
No, this is really like living on a golf course without the golf course. So the diversity of interests and the really are spoken to. We have people who bought homes here because they were really excited about the concept of conservation and farming and local food. We had people who bought here because they liked the aesthetics of just the way it looked. We had people who bought just because they thought it was a very good deal. When they looked at the home prices versus the perceived value, they thought it was just a good economic decision. So There's a fair amount of diversity in interests, and that's good for a community.
Well, I think that under the circumstances, it would seem that because a new concept, it's always hard to sell a new concept, it would have taken a lot of money. You're a nonprofit. How'd you raise the money in order to buy the land and build out the homes and the barns and stuff that are there?
Liberty Prairie Foundation is a nonprofit, but we were established to support the program after it was established. The community was a privately financed for-profit development, Prairie Holdings Corporation, that went out and received bank loans and private investment.
All right. So you got that going for you, and then you sell marketing, all that other stuff. Did you find when people heard about it for the first time, all ages were coming to say, okay, how do I buy? And were you able to get a premium because, you know, like round golf courses, you get a premium. You can go to any development and buy a house for $600,000, $700,000. If you put that same house next to a golf course, it's worth $200,000 or maybe more. Same thing.
There's no question that there were certain parts of the community that got a premium. The basis for the premium, though, had to do with, in part, just the added value in the construction. So we had a very well-constructed product that we, in terms of the structures. Mm-hmm. But there was about a 12% premium based on location.
So that's the, then somebody, to give an example, if you paid $500,000 in a neighborhood for a house, you'd pay $620,000 for the same thing in the agri-hood. Sounds like that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think the number, those
or
numbers.
Maybe 560, are, excuse me.
Yeah, 560. So, 560. There was a premium. The our top price when we started, we had a great deal of variation in home prices. Our lowest price product is was $180,000, and our top product was just a shade under $500,000, $495,000 or something when mm-hmm. we first started.
Yeah. And so in this circumstance, you found people who all wanted to live around the farm. Is everybody that's living in the community someone who wants to participate either by growing, volunteering, working? What is the real connection between the people who live in this community, who paid to be there, and the farm itself in terms of active involvement, active, if you will, coexistence?
I think, if I can just jump in, I think people decide to move here for a variety of reasons. Some people were very taken by the fact that they were going to be close to a farm. Others love being close to the prairies and other natural features we have. But maybe I can give you some examples of how people interact with the farm.
Yes.
One of those is almost every Sunday our nonprofit organizes greening events where volunteers from Prairie Crossing and elsewhere come together and they harvest vegetables that would otherwise not be used for market. Mm-hmm. And they're taken to local community groups and food banks where they help provide people in need with really high quality produce. So that's a real hands-on way that people are using the farm to have a big community impact. We also have a Monday night farm stand where community members can come to the farm and buy some vegetables and products that we have raised, which is really nice. There's sort of a mixing energy that happens when people gather at a market. You know what that's like. And people talk, and it kind of helps build community. We also have a youth employment program called Prairie Farm Corps, one of our nonprofit programs. And almost every year we have a Prairie Crossing resident, a high school student, who takes part in the program and learns to grow food sustainably, learns how to cook with it, learns how to sell it. This year we had a recently immigrated Vietnamese young man who confessed that he really hated being outside, but his mom forced him to come into the program. And he said after the time on the farm that he had a much better appreciation and much more enjoyment, although he said he'd still rather play video games sometimes. we also have there's lots of nooks and crannies on a farm.
Yep.
And so there's always places where you can do interesting things, and a number of residents are kind of microbrew aficionados. They like to make their own beer. And so we set aside a small section where they could grow hops. So mm-hmm. they have these hop vines growing up. And so they call themselves the cooperative. So I hope that pun
came
across.
That's very clever. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Buy that. Yep.
And so there's just, and there's even a community garden. There's just lots of ways that if people choose, and if they, for example, they can get a CSA through our very excellent farm called Prairie Wind Family Farm that we lease land to, there's just a variety of ways that you can get involved. And in fact, my son, who's in college, is working on the farm this year, which is great. He can ride his bike from our house to the farm. And I have to tell you, he has a much more appreciation for farming. And he says, I can't wait to get back to college. And I really am going to appreciate being in air conditioned rooms and sitting down. So,
But you see, there's a cuteness to that. But there's also, from my perspective as a farm kid growing up, learning how to work hard, learning lessons from being on the farm that today are not respected. Because kids, when I go up and down, I live in a very rural area, narrow roads, and it's become the people who live in nearby communities are now using it as a shortcut, cut-through route to get to their towns. And I am on my tractor with my people up and down the roads all the time. And you'd be amazed at how stupid the reaction is to people who are, some of them mature adults, some of them are just kids, that can't stand getting behind the speed limit here is 20 miles an hour. They want to drive 50 miles an hour, and they want to, you know, people go off the road all the time. And I've gotten to the point where I don't even stop and help them anymore because they've done it on their own trying to be jerks. But there's no respect for, it isn't about me, but it's for the farm and where the food comes from. And the kids that come to my farm to see what's going on with the cows and what we grow there and do there, they are in awe of the animals and not, you know, they think they're supposed to be afraid of the animals because they're big. Yeah, that kind of stuff that, you know, hopefully is being, that is being taught at the farm that you have there. I'm off on a tangent a little bit here, but I get bothered by kids having such an unrealistic expectation of what farm life is like and how odd it is.
Yeah, so I think my son has definitely come away with that, and there's other residents who have worked in the farm as well. Yeah. So, I think that's one of the interesting things about having, in our case, a nonprofit running a farm, that we're not only leasing land to a very good vegetable operation, but we also are doing our own programs that include the high school youth farming program, and we also help new and beginning farmers lease small pieces of land and get a start. So there's a lot more energy when you have lots of different kinds of uses on that farmland.
Yeah. All right. Very interesting website, very interesting story. Nathan Auberg and Mike Sands. Check out libertyprairie.org if it sounds like something that you might want to get involved in. It is a good way to save farmland, that's for sure, and a farming culture and a farming attitude. I think that's what intrigues me. Nathan and Mike, thank you. This is the American Family Farmer.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supplies, see store for details.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty leaders and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its online MBA, Information Management, and Business Analytics Master's programs. Learn more about the W.P. Carey business degrees online. For more information, text RANK to 79645. That's RANK to 79645.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring.
The power of conversation, the maximum information that I can put together every week. That's part of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with some thoughts about how, not we sell our products, but how we decide what we're going to buy for ourselves. What do you use? Rural America is being flooded with certain opportunities that are good for sometimes pricing, but not necessarily good for the worker. The workers in stores, local retailers, that sort of thing. And I'm not even sure, frankly, that the prices you think you're paying in some of these stores, you know, the big box stores that have come in, run out of most of rural America, the small drug store, the small feed store, the small business person. Pretty much the landscape has been wiped clean by Walmart. But wait, there are other people that are challenging Walmart in this space in a different way. And I want to talk about how it affects us in a matter of moments. First, though, a reminder on the part of people who have pets. Well, we all have a need to get a good night's rest. Farmers need to get their rest. And oftentimes they don't, for all kinds of reasons that we all know. Work too late at night, have to get up too early in the morning. So give yourself at least a fighting chance getting a good night's rest with My Pillows, the four-pack, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for 50% off. That's the regular price in half. 100% machine washable pillows, dryable. Got to put them in the dryer to activate the fill. Very special. If you have pets, you got animals on the farm that are in need of rest the same as you are you treating them just as well as you treat yourself? If you'd like to be able to do that, my suggestion is that you go to MyPillow.com and check out the Comfort for Pet Beds. A pet bed, I have just gotten mine, and I was looking at it and really am impressed. And I don't say that, it's not a sales, well, it is a sales pitch, but I'm telling you, I'm impressed with the quality, the size. It's very cool. So MyPillow.com, check out the pet bed, and use the code DJV for the discount. All right? So take care of yourself and your pets with all your sleeping needs at MyPillow.com. Buy it at a bargain price using the code DJV.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've
I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online on our app or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
All right. So the reference I made to shopping in rural America, what's happened? Walmart came in, Sam Walton and his family. I'm sure Sam Walton in his life envisioned the company and the stores would grow to the extent that they did. But we all know what's happened. I can go through any number of places, especially in Ohio, where I spend a lot of time when I went to school, where Walmart came in and basically wiped out all the retail in the town, except for cars and stuff like that, the food establishments. But when it came to selling things, it was a whole different story after Walmart shows up. So now you get used to Walmart, and then along come these smaller stores, the dollar stores, Dollar General, and that ilk 99-cent store, there are all these dollar stores that you think because it's everything in the store is a buck that you're getting a bargain. But if you look around and see what really is going on here, you aren't getting a bargain at all. They have done a fabulous job of promoting using the concept of the dollar stores, and buying everything for a dollar or under. But there's another thing going on here. People who are in rural areas oftentimes don't have the discretionary income. A lot of you live on farms know how tough it is right now, and you want to get the best bang for your buck. I would say, and this is not an endorsement of Walmart, but as I'm not a shopper there, and I don't say that proudly, I just don't, they don't have what I want in an atmosphere I want to shop in, but that's just me. A lot of you go there, a lot of you think it's great. How many of you go to the dollar store and actually look and compare prices of what you're buying there versus what you can get at any other store, whether it's the local drugstore or the local grocery store, because they have a lot of canned foods, a lot of cheap foods in these dollar stores. I think my point is to have you look at what's there, and maybe you're not going to be as impressed, or you may be surprised at how you can buy some of the same things elsewhere. And these dollar stores are just like the Walmart stores. They're running everybody else out of business. I think it's time we sort of took a stand. So, that's my statement and my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm the American Family Farmer.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.